This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dean, Dylan, and Venus.
All right, enough about us, enough about Christmas in July, because we have with us two lovely guests who are joining us now in the studio to chat all about the fact that they're heading, because did you know that the gay games are going on in Gay Paris?
Not just the gay games, but the gay games X, because X is 10, I believe, in Roman numerals. Yeah, I did my research.
Is it the 10th gay games, is it?
Well, they nodded. The right, Wikipedia article says it is, so.
Our guests, that please welcome Chris and Michael.
Thank you.
Now, you guys are both a part of the Melbourne Wranglers, but in very different ways. Isn't that true?
Well, yeah, look, we both wrestle.
Yeah.
Just in the bedroom or no.
Yeah. We'll leave that up for off air. Right, yeah,
Fair enough. I joined them at the very beginning and have been wrestling with them for 3 years. And Michael's come along.
Yeah, I've been a member for just close to 6 months.
So you've just been doing a bit more watching.
Yeah, look, it's there's a lot to learn. So
yeah, wrestling's not an easy thing to do.
It's not an easy thing to jump straight into, but it's certainly very enjoyable, and it's great to watch. You learn a lot by watching.
Don't you think the funny thing though is you just realise there are muscles in your body that you never realised you had through doing wrestling?
Yeah, you get so sore the day after, and you're sore everywhere. Not particular spot, but just things that you never get to use.
So, Chris, you're going to Paris to wrestle.
Yes.
And now, I know you've done competitions around Australia before. Have you ever gone to an international comp?
No.
So you have no idea what you're stepping into.
We went to Commonwealth Games this year just after Easter to have a good look at a big arena and a big organisation about how professional it can be and how crazy the whole mat can be and all the referees, the politics between them and the challenges and all that.
So you dive straight into professional just to kind of go, all right, let's see what we're getting into, because you're not quite sure when we're going to hit the inclusive gay games, yeah?
Oh, this gay games is pretty inclusive.
Yeah, but yeah. So I'm saying it's that same level. It's that same thing, because my confusion becomes I've gone to the Bingham Cup, but I wouldn't say the same level of, say, rugby union is what we'd be seeing played in the same kind of way. So, but this is that same kind of thing.
Well, yeah, there's going to be 100 wrestlers turn up for this competition, which is a serious number of competitors.
Is there like a sudden death scenario for whether it's just if you lose, you're out?
No, they're all about participation.
Oh, okay.
So they're guaranteeing, as long as there's enough people in your category, there'll be at least 5 bouts.
Oh, that's great.
So I don't want to go all the way to Paris and, yeah.
Yeah, just be eliminated
in 30 seconds.
And that wouldn't be ideal. Now, you're not wrestling, are you, Mark?
I'm not wrestling, no. I'm going to run a half marathon while I'm over there.
Oh, just something casual to do.
Yeah. How long?
Oh, why not?
21Ks.
I'll run a half marathon. So this is the great thing about the gay games. There's a whole lot of different sports, aren't there?
There's so much going on.
There's like 36 sports.
And you thought, yeah, I'll just dive into a half marathon. Have you ever run a half marathon
before? I have run a half marathon before. I was originally just going over to support the Wranglers team. But, yeah, I thought, what better place to run a half marathon past the Eiffel Tower. So,
God, you actually run past the Eiffel Tower.
We'll be running past the Eiffel Tower. So it's a pretty cool sport to be doing in an international country. But, I'm there to support the Wranglers team as well.
So how much practice, because, I mean, you've been training for ages with the Wranglers, but how much practice have you been doing for the running?
Oh, look.
that was not a look. That was not a confident
phrase. Look, I've been training. Look, I've been wrestling every week with the Wranglers, and I think that's helped support my running as well. I've put a lot of leg strength through wrestling as well. So, look, you know, I've been training, I'll get through the race.
Are you excited to be experiencing something like this? Have you ever experienced anything like a gay games like this before?
Nothing like this before.
So, what do you guys think it's going to be like?
Just that, like, all our team Melbourne shirts turn up this week, and it's just going to be so awesome to march out in that arena. As Team Melbourne, as Team Australia, all in our shirts and in our colours, and just there's 10,000 entrants. So there's just going to be such an awesome experience to be welcomed into the city and have that big opening ceremony and have the the spectacle of that, I think, is just going to be so.
And being
awesome.
Able to actually be a part of that must be really exciting. Actually, be a competitor, yeah. Not just someone waving from the sidelines.
Those little passes around your neck that says, you know, yeah, I'm not a marshal. I'm not a volunteer. I'm a competitor.
You're actually a person competing.
And none of the events. I mean, you don't have to pay to be a spectator at a lot of the events. So a lot of the people that are participating will also be spectators. So I think there'll be a lot of camaraderie and celebrating other people's successes, which is what our community is great for as well.
Dylan, has this encouraged you to do any exercise?
I walked to work today. I could walk home.
Are you busy Friday nights? About 7:45?
I'm usually asleep.
All right, well, Dylan did try volleyball.
Twice. I was
well. He did try volleyball twice, and both times he ended up hiding in the toilet. Because
with
it was
10
just,
minutes to go, because I knew that would...
Were you alone?
Yeah, I was very alone because I was going... I just felt like I let the team down by not being very good. What's a good sport in the gay games if you're terribly uncoordinated?
Well, a lot of us wranglers aren't very good at ball sports. there's a reason why we don't play rugby, because we can't catch a ball very well. And also with wrestling, as it's actually an individual sport. So if you don't turn up, we're not missing the goalie or the winger or the whatever. So it's about your progression in the technique. But if you're going to be a team sport, it depends on, you know, there's three water polo teams.
There's water polo teams. There's lots of different sports. There are tons, and it's whatever they can get. We've actually just gotten a message in, someone letting us know that members from the Rainbow Band will be performing at the Gay Games opening ceremony and doing a concert. So this is what's really fantastic. It's not just about you competing, but actually so many members of our community get to go there and be a part of this on this level.
Absolutely. And there's lots of events that aren't considered traditional Olympic sports. So, there's ballroom dancing and other dancing events. And things like that.
I love when there's ballroom dancing because that skill is, oh my God, the way they move so quickly and so fast. It blows my mind.
A category called Pink Flamingo.
Oh,
which
wow.
Is a whole lot of interpretive something.
Maybe interpretive dance.
What is it? Do you know what Pink Flamingo
is?
It's
unspecified.
Unspecified. Okay.
I think if you know you're a Pink Flamingo, then you just.
Okay.
That sounds like my sport. Unspecified sport. Being a cheerleader, I can support you guys and go, yeah, you're doing a great job.
And we are going to be doing that here from Joy. So when do you guys actually head off?
I live on Monday.
Yeah, and I'm on Thursday.
Oh, and separate head on over. So when do the gay games actually start?
On Saturday the 4th.
They start on Saturday the 4th and then away you go. It's just kicking off.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting.
Weigh in on the 5th and we compete on Sunday, on the Monday.
They weigh you in.
Yeah, because wrestling is all about categories. So you've got to fit in the case. So you're wrestling with someone the same weight and size as you.
I guess that seems fair.
Yeah, I suppose.
We don't have to do that for running, though. They don't weigh you for running, do they?
Not weighed, but I'm really fortunate to have the half marathon on the very last day of the game.
You say that now, but that wouldn't it be nicer if it was at the start so then you could just enjoy yourself the rest of the way?
Absolutely. So there'll be no celebration drinks for the Wranglers.
I'll be having them.
For me,
yes.
So that's got to be a little irritating that you've got to wait the entire way.
Celebration cordial.
Yes, yep.
There will be lots of wine and cheese that'll be had, I'm sure.
Well, I mean, it's Paris. Are you guys excited to be... Are there any other events during the games or anything that you're excited to be a part of? Not just running past the Eiffel Tower?
I think just the energy in Paris. They've just won the Soccer World Cup. So I think the city will be pretty pumped, and France will be pretty pumped because of that.
Absolutely.
And having 10,000 entrance in the gay games is...
It's just going to be fantastic. I know we have a lot of supporters that listen to the show, and a lot of the guys that are part of the teams have told me so much. That feeling when you step out at the opening ceremony is great, and just to be a part of this world-inclusive sport event is absolutely amazing. So we're certainly going to be hoping to hear more from you and hear all about it, and we'll be cheering you here from home.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to say thank you both for joining us. Good luck with the run.
Thank you very much.
Once you're there, you'll realise that, you know, you've got a bit more work to do. You might just be able to practice running around in circles.
Yeah, thanks.
And good luck hitting the mat with the wrestling.
Thank you very much.
And now before we both go, it's our Christmas in July special. Do you guys have any odd Aussie Christmas traditions that you do? Mine's chocolate ripple cake.
That's pretty good. I really love the cryptic Christmas card and the Kris Kringle SWAT, the evil Santa.
That steal
I gift. Hate the evil Santa. Well, hate and love. We started doing that with our family, so you get to steal from someone.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's fun when you just take something from a family member just because you know they really want it. and I didn't want those hair ties, but I know my cousin did, and I don't even have hair to tie with.
Yeah. I think when you steal the water pistol off the 7-year-old for a bottle of Verve, that really sort of...
It's a good way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about you? Any Christmas traditions?
It's tiramisu.
Oh, nice.
Italian family. Always, mum makes an amazing...
Well, mine's a chocolate ripple. Yeah. I can't seem to get the ratio right with alcohol and cream.
Just more
alcohol?
Well, I seem to get it wrong constantly.
Right.
Just but always add more.
So I just think it's safer to just drink it.
Drink it.
And not try to add it into the meal.
Yeah.
But thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you. This is Mad Wednesday Half Marathon. I can't go for that. And this is I Can't Go For That. It was the Mad Wednesday.
There's plenty of ways you can support Mad Wednesday. You could take a load off Dean by making an appearance on his behalf at LGBTI events. Help Dylan by cleaning his bedroom. That place is a pigsty. Go clothes shopping for Venus. Or you could simply rate and review this podcast so more people get to know about Mad Wednesday. Do it now. Help this Joy podcast grow. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.